Litfire presents Exit Stage Left, From Suicidal to Imaginative Thinking, Moving Forward with a Healthy Mind, by Tilly Dunn. Performed by Dawn Harvey. Dear reader, I have not had a suicidal thought for 8 years. By now, I am confident they are well and truly gone. It is my privilege to be able to tell you my story. If I were still suicidal, I would not be able to have the capacity to talk about it and offer you the guidance and advice I can give to work through overcoming it. If I were still actively bipolar, I would probably go manic before my book was even complete. But both are history for me. My once tumultuous and turbulent life is now filled with joy. I am balanced and consistent. I know the choppy waters are behind me. I want to share my joy with you. No one could be more pleased about this than I am, and if I can do it, so can you. Be open to the tools that helped me. In this way, I am showing you how you can move towards better mental health, too. Who knew that the day would come when I would be doing something that I truly love? Think for yourself. What is it that you truly love? What do you need to make it happen? Together, I would like us to journey through my life, my memories, my trials and tribulations. The day has come that I am moving forward with a healthy mind. Some of these memories were painful, difficult to let go. They were the triggers that put me into a downward spiral. But I have since let them go, and can prevent them from controlling me. Some of these memories were lost to me for many decades. In this book, I'll explain why. More memories are coming to mind for me daily, but it's not healthy to live in the past. I have learned to live in the present, where I am manifesting my life script. And the same can be true for you. My life has changed considerably since I was diagnosed bipolar. My husband is slowly getting back the woman he fell in love with. Our love moved fast. In less than a year, we met and were married in September 1968. But in January 1970, I was diagnosed with a bipolar disorder and went on antipsychotics for 42 years. For 51 years, until 2007, I was also suicidal. In January 2012, I was able to stop taking antipsychotics under psychiatric supervision. My life has been a study in hidden depression and coping. It was hidden because both my husband and our children say that they never noticed my depression, only my mania episodes and the more frequent episodes when I was close to mania. Now I reflect on where I have been and clearly understand that I have been given the gift of being able to help and inspire others through my own story. The purpose of this book is to make available a new hope and comfort to an audience in need. Suicide and depression are real. They were real for me and are very real for the millions of families who deal with losing a loved one. There is an immediate desire for education and insight into the mind, body, and soul of the individual experiencing the deep and dark depression. By studying my life and learning more about my inner workings and thoughts, you may begin to understand the vantage point of suicide from the inside out. Together we explore some of the answers to the question of why. Why did he take his life? Why didn't she tell me how she felt? Why didn't he look for comfort and help from those who loved him? These are difficult questions that the families of suicidal men and women are left with. Understanding the why can help you to not only cope, but to maybe even prevent it from happening to someone you love. I have a burning desire to help you by writing to you what my tormented thoughts were. This book is meant to give you a view from the inside. While professionals write about psychosis and suicidal thinking as a disease from
Sample complete. Ready to continue?